Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, beating Tetris, a singing marathon, and roses from Mama. It's coming up right after this.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Hey Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker, man. I heard you guys talking about that Transformers movie. Oh, hell, it reminds me, I used to play with them Transformers when I was a kid. I swear to God I did. And they's the coolest thing out there, man. I mean, remember, you'd have like a car or something, then a couple clicks later, that car would turn into a robot. I mean, it'd just change right in front of your face. I swear to God it would. And I always wondered why we don't have Transformers for grown-ups. I mean, think about it. It's pretty simple technology. And think of the possibility that could save us. I mean, say you and your buddies are sitting in a park, you know, passing around a bong. Next thing you know, a cop drives by. Well, a couple clicks later, that bong turns into a carburetor. I swear to God it would. It'd be awesome to see the look on that cop's face. And you can't get busted for sitting around with your buddies adjusting the choke on a four-barrel carburetor. I mean, no matter how much you giggle, it's state law. And say a woman is alone at home, maybe sitting in her bedroom. She's feeling a little frisky and stuff, just finished watching Oprah. So she takes out her vibrator. Husband walks in the door, comes home from work early. Couple clicks later, boom, it's a blender. Hey, who wants daiquiris. I swear to God they would. And the thing is, man, we're halfway there anyways. Same reason why my mom Phyllis keeps her cell phone on vibrate. And man, for all you inventor geeks out there, don't even think about taking out a patent on the Carbabong or the Vibra-Blend, because I already did it. I swear to God I did, and you can look it up. I'm probably the best entrepreneur or inventor I know of. And I learned my lesson when somebody stowed my idea, man, for the pocket fisherman. I almost had it, man. I just couldn't figure out a way for the damn fish hook to stop snagging my nads.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Tom over there working hard, not paying attention to anything going on.
No. I was just reading about this.
What are you reading about?
I was just reading about Nike getting rid of Tiger Woods. And
because they don't make golf equipment.
It says they're out of the golf equipment business since 2016.
That's
all
right.
All they make are shoes and
apparel.
So they are
still in the golf
headline, business. Nike exit golf equipment business.
Except for
stops making clubs, shoes, balls, and bags.
Except for shoes.
Shoes and clothes, and they still hire professionals.
You're wrong. Now, they do those things, but this is one of the reasons they're getting
you're wrong. They do those things. But
no, but they're out of the golf equipment business. They have been for quite some time.
I don't think
Tiger
true.
Doesn't use theirs. Read it. I'm reading the headline here. Written
you're
in
defining
English.
Your terms. You're using it to your
I'm reading the headline. ESPN, Nike exits golf equipment business.
Oh, well, if ESPN said it.
Can we agree that they don't... They're no longer in the golf equipment business, but they are still in the golf apparel business.
No, yes. I don't think so. He said no.
Yes. No, yes, they are. Never mind. Oh. I'm talking to my dog who objects to everything I say.
That's the problem, yeah.
I thought you had them around because they agreed with everything you said.
My dogs, don't agree with anything I say.
They think you're God.
I thought they, yeah.
I'll be petting his ears and going, this is the greatest day of my life. He'll go, no, it's not. What? Don't you do that? Dogs usually say, this is the greatest day of my life.
Wherever they are, this is great.
Yeah, they're in the moment. They're having a good time. Yeah. Can we get in the car and stick my head out the window?
Stupid world record.
Be careful. A dog's head will go home in somebody else's car.
Or they'll jump out like mine did. You don't want that.
Well, yeah, you should have had the radio on instead of
trying to get away.
Instead of telling the dog all your problems.
So anyway,
that's what I do.
I'm just,
I wish I were a dog.
Excuse me, Mom. A 13-year-old gamer has become the first person ever to beat Tetris, is what this says.
This is possible?
How can you beat Tetris?
This is some really ultra-nerd complicated thing.
Beat it. Willis Gibson.
Billy Gibbs?
What you talking about?
Willis.
Made it to level 157 and reached what gamers call a kill screen, a point where the Tetris code glitches and
there you go. Yeah. A lot of those video games. Well, you've seen the documentary King of Kong. The Donkey Kong champion.
I think I have.
Kill screen was a huge part of that, where the game just glitches out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember that was supposed to be called Monkey Kong, but they got the translation.
That's right.
Yeah, because it's Donkey Kong. Hmm. They thought a donkey was the English word for monkey, but it's
made a mistake.
English word.
Lucky they didn't get Kong and Dick confused.
Are you going to go play some Donkey Dick? I'm going to play Donkey Dick Jr.
Oh, boy.
There's not a feminine version of Donkey Kong, is there?
What? Maybe
Ms. Pac-Man?
Maybe in Donkey Kong Country she shows up.
I bet she does.
Well, that's rough. Did you mean to?
No, that's an actual game. Real fun.
Sorry. Back to you. So what's the Tetris kid? What's the deal here?
Since the game does not have a scripted ending, many considered it unbeatable, but triggering. The wonderful thing about Tiggerth, the kill screen is seen as defeating the game by pushing the software past its own limits.
There you go.
Tetris CEO Maya Rogers congratulated Gibson, known online as Blue... S-C-U-T-I.
Scooty?
Blue Scuddy?
Scuddy.
On the monumental achievement.
Okay.
Well done and a slap on the
back. I was going to say, so what does he get for that?
Good job, kid.
I enjoyed Tetris.
What a
What a great story this is.
Really, the international newswire, jackass.
Tetris is super satisfying.
It's a very popular game because you don't play it.
It's great when you go on vacation and you have to pack the car.
Oh, yeah. You learn how to do it, don't you?
Heck yeah, you do.
Shut up and play your game.
This isn't as great as a story yesterday. I mean,
what one?
The chess story about the guy accused of cheating using electric anal beads.
Mm-hmm. How did that end, Tom?
Well, I mean, the guy's been...
In a bathtub full of...
bathtub full of feces, right?
Allegedly trying to remove some device that he... I mean, what dedication to the sport if you have to learn how to read some kind of Chinese Morse code with your butt.
Wouldn't you rather just learn at getting better at chess?
I don't know, maybe switch to ping pong?
Gotta be missing
that. You don't want the paddle up there.
If you do, handle first.
Would you watch if two guys could play ping pong with their asses, they handle first, and they just bat the ball back and
if they could have a rally of more than 20, I'd watch for hours.
I went in on this.
I
would watch it as well.
Yes, yeah.
It has to shake his little butt.
But they have to be able to rally for quite a while.
Right. It has to be a good game. Yeah.
Pickleball would be a good one to put in your butt. That'd be fun.
Pat, I bet you're getting pretty good.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
You play a few times a week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's great.
Patty G in the other room.
It's great.
A couple quick things.
It's wonderful. I'm losing so much weight and hanging with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Pat, why do you...
Playing with the old people.
You're making a huge error here.
What is that?
You're always saying things that are... you know the telephone game works?
Oh, yeah. People
you say something and then it gets misinterpreted. Pat was saying he hates playing pickleball, and you said just the opposite.
Pat said he'd rather have a ping pong paddle in his ass than play pickleball
with you, Paula. Yeah.
You see what happens?
Paula.
Now, we have the world record in Tetris. Anything else going on in the world?
Well, of course.
Stupid world record.
A media personality in Ghana has broken the Guinness World Record for the longest singing marathon.
In Ghana?
Singing.
Still wanna.
In Ghana.
Ring me up when you're in Toronto.
I like that.
Ms. Afua Asantu-A-A.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Achieved the record title after performing for 126 hours, 52 minutes. According to the Beeb, she beat the previous record by nearly 24 hours and will submit evidence to Guinness to have her attempt verified.
I have no idea what she was doing. I was too busy coming up with the song lyrics. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What is this now?
Asantu-A-A cycled through 125 songs picked from the history of Ghanaian music across genres
to promote the
country's culture.
All right. I wonder what the biggest hit in Ghana is.
Well, I'm sure it's something by Ghana and Marie.
Maybe not.
It's not Aria.
Maybe Ghana Summer.
Ghana.
Oh, Ghana.
Oh, Ghana.
Oh, Ghana.
Ghana, wash that man right out of my hair.
Ghana, wash that.
Very good.
Ghana with the wind. No.
Have you seen her picture?
No.
No.
Very attractive.
It says she's a former beauty queen.
You seem skeptical.
Are you contesting that?
Well, Josh, I want you to come over and take a quick look-see.
Oh, you know what this is going to be.
look at this hog.
Would you rather kiss that or my ass?
Josh is shaking his head. Disgust.
Man.
There's no winning this conversation.
No, you got to let it go.
No.
Well, Josh, what do you think?
She's a lovely woman, is she not?
I'd like to hear her voice. I bet she's...
So you're not answering.
Quite a singer.
I haven't seen her picture yet. Look, oh, my God.
It seems like a...
She looks like a Rosie Greer.
Rosie Greer.
Handsome man. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Probably shouldn't have explored.
For all we know, she's a Ghana 9, you know? She's...
Okay. 156 songs in a row. That'd be like if you were a DJ. Remember you'd play Stairway to Heaven if you had to hit the bathroom, Christy?
Sure, absolutely.
You'd put this babe on and leave town for the weekend.
Yeah.
She stayed up for 126 hours? Yeah. It's a long
I'll
time, isn't it?
Question.
No. 126 hours, 52 minutes.
This is a good question.
Halfway through, she rickrolled the crowd live.
Can that thing be over?
Rickrolling?
Can it be I love over? Rickrolling. Can it's be funny. Done? He gets it. It's fun.
My thing is, he's not bad. It's not.
Yeah, have you seen him play the drums? He plays the drums too. He's great. He's quite the showman.
Now
he does it all.
Mm-hmm. He's a true performer.
Now Pat. Pat, I think it's time for a Pat Godwin song.
Where the hell is I was in the middle of looking up old sad songs from my repertoire.
Did you find one?
1982.
Yeah.
Are we going to play the Teddy Bear Rides Again song?
Well, you want to explain the background on this, Chick?
I don't know how we got started on it, but we have talked about Red Sovine, and he was a country music star. And the fastest rising number one song in the history of the world. It was Teddy Bear.
Really?
That's what it says on the internet.
Quite a hit.
Which is on your computer.
This is it.
Is this it? Starts out kind of bumpy, huh?
No, it's classic country.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town.
That's right.
Trying to reach my destination before the sun went down.
Oh, that rhymes.
The old CB was blaring away on Channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line.
Oh, radio line.
And he said, Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear.
That's his handle, Teddy.
Well, I keyed the mic, and I said, you got it, Teddy Bear. And the little boy's voice came back on the air.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end? I told him my handle, and then he began.
No, this is where we started getting in trouble.
There's not really any chorus to this song.
No, it's just a story.
Teddy Bear, it's the story, come on. Teddy Bear, ooh.
It's a nice story, and you want to review the story for us, Christine?
Yeah, the little boy's cripple.
There's something about that word
have
that hits
you
the ear.
Learned nothing from yesterday.
And then, but when you say it in like a half whisper, it's really
you sound like a Jacob Marley, the ghost.
Poor little boy, and he'd lost his daddy.
Yeah, and it's
his daddy's
a sad...
passed away, and his dad was an over the road trucker, and he used to take him on rides, and then
other truck drivers all give him a lift. Right. It's fun, but now. We've received many letters about our discussion about this.
Yeah, discussion.
Well, we didn't discuss it. We tore it down.
No, I don't think
we analyzed it properly, I think.
And there's apparently... someone said this is even sadder.
From the same artist?
Yeah.
Oh. So he really trafficked in these sort of sad talk songs, huh?
Well, I had 2 weeks vacation coming.
Well,
so I thought I'd drive down to Florida, spend some time with an old friend, date a few girls.
But first of all, I had to put my dog down.
Wait a second.
Get laid, date a few girls.
Date a few girls. You know how it is.
All right.
Anyway, so this is so girls far, up. This sounds kind of like a Jimmy Buffett thing.
Yeah.
Going to Florida, having some fun, doing some sailing. Maybe
no difference between that and Jimmy Buffett, as far as I'm concerned.
No, I am not. I've never heard this before. We've been told this is sadder.
Is this a follow-up to Teddy Bear?
I guess.
Is it Teddy Bear 2?
I guess.
Teddy Bear Rides Again?
Teddy Bear 2, okay. Electric Boogaloo?
Here we go. Yeah.
Just kind of live it up again. So I packed up my car, and then I called my mom in Tennessee and told her what I'd planned to do.
Date a few and then she goes, so you're going to go after some of that Florida prune tan.
That's
huh,
right.
Son?
Mom, I'm going to get my wick wet.
Yeah.
Right. Get a little mud from a turtle.
Yeah, Florida beeve.
That's right. Florida beeve.
Hey, son, are you coming by? And I said, Mom, I'm really pushed for time. But honey,
so he's not going to visit his mom.
No. Mama, I'm just
oh, this is mom. No. No roses for Mama.
Mom, I would. I know you're real sick and all, but I got to date a few girls down in Florida.
I mean, admittedly, I'm passing through Tennessee. And
these knuckles aren't going to sticky themselves.
You know what a cinch is, don't you, Mom? You look at her and go, I got to go get some rubbers. Well, and you come back and she's there.
All those ladies are
Mama.
All those ladies heard my Teddy Bear song, and I got my own groupies.
Got a lot of royalties
you
now.
Some of the groupies can walk, some can't.
It feels the same to me.
Okay. You want to hear any more, Chris, or have you had enough?
We got to find out.
We got to find out what happened.
You can't leave us hanging. Well,
okay. When we come back.
See you in a week or two.
See you in a week or two.
And I was driving through this little town in Georgia when I remembered today is Mama's birthday.
Mom's birthday. So now I got to turn right, huh?
So he ditched his mom, drove right by her house.
Tough nuts.
Looking for new ladies. Okay, let's see what happens next.
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd just stop and wire some flowers.
Okay.
Shouldn't take too long.
Wire?
Be on my way.
Yep, be on my way.
So I walked in the flower shop, and the first thing I saw was this little boy with his eyes full of tears.
Wait a minute.
Is that Teddy Bear?
No, I don't think so. He just likes sad little kids. This is another one.
Yeah, sad little boys. This is a... yikes.
Is this
his M.O.
Is this Roses for Mama?
Mama. Roses for Mama.
Why drag a kid into it?
Hey, little, what are you crying about, brat?
Hell, I'm trying to get laid.
What's your mom doing? I'm in the area to meet some women.
Hopefully you're crying about your dad, huh?
That's been the theme of the
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milette is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milette Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.